Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. Hey, welcome to a Friday morning. Coach's Shows continues as we've got head coach of the Houston Tigers that you can catch right here on Q94 Friday night. Tonight, 7 p.m., kickoff, the Tigers and the Thayer Bobcats. With me is head coach of the Tigers, Eric Sloan. How are we doing, Coach?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Great win last week, man. What a game. I mean, and it was, I mean, it got pretty sketchy there in the closing minutes, didn't it?
It did. It did. We jumped up 13-0 right before halftime. Had a great defensive stand. They had the ball first and goal with about a minute or so to go from the 7. And shut them out 4 straight plays there, right. I don't know, we got the ball just in time to take a knee at the 3 before halftime. And, you know, the kids had a great stand right there, a big momentum stand. That they ended up and scored with about, I don't know, 5 minutes left in the game. And then, you know, they onside kick every time, and they perfected it and got it right back. And then Fleetwood got loose again and scored with about 3 minutes to go. So, I mean, they scored twice within about, I don't know, 2 minutes, maybe 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put a little drive together, and Grace Mitchell ended up and broke loose for a first down and fell down at the 1-yard line so we could take a knee and end the game ultimately. I mean, at the time, people were like, what is he doing? But we're up 1, you know, you score and you miss the extra point, they can go right down the field and win.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you make the extra point, they go down the field and score and get a 2-point conversion, you're going to overtime. So, I mean, great heads-up plays, great unselfish play. Just a great job by a great kid securing the win.
How fast was your heart beating with the last 5 minutes of that game?
It was going 100 miles an hour, I promise you. It was just one of those games. I mean, it was a all out, I mean, heavyweight fight. Just, it was physical. I mean, it was a great high school football game, and you know, I thought us getting out there with the win, you know, I thought that was just icing for the cake. It was just great.
Well, I mean, and you know, I mean, you're playing one of the top teams in the conference along with, I mean, there's 3 top teams, you know, right now. And that's, of course, Ava, yourself, and the Kabul Bulldogs. And, you know, I mean, the intensity that is just, you know, on the bus ride there, in the locker room, on the sideline, in the stands. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, it was a great high school atmosphere. I mean, the whole town of Kabul showed up, and it was KY3 game of the week. So, I mean, you had the TV cameras there. It was homecoming for them. You know, it was a great high school atmosphere and just a great ball game all around.
And,
down to the final minute.
And Coach Brookshire, he didn't need oxygen or nothing. He was pretty low-key.
I mean, again, he was just calm. I don't know what's got into it.
Yeah, oh, we love you, Jake. We love you.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure the paramedics will need to be on standby for all of our heart rates.
Well, tonight, and you're going to be, all you folks, all you Houston Tiger fans, you're going to be able to catch it right here on Q94. You're taking on the Bobcats. Is that a home game, or are you on the road?
It's on the road, and it's their homecoming as well. So back-to-back weeks playing Cinderella, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Louis Bosman Stadium, that is a tough place to get a win.
It is. It's a tough place. I mean, as far as a football fan goes, it's always a great atmosphere. I mean, that town bleeds green, and they always do a great job showing up. And, you know, I mean, growing up in the SCA, they're always, the kids just play their tails off, and it's always a physical football game, and, you know, it's just a great atmosphere and a lot of fun to play down there.
I bet Thayer has the tallest player.
very confident it would be really close.
Well, what do you think? You know, what are you seeing out of the Bobcats that you've worked on this week to prepare for the game? What are, I mean, you know, their strength? They run the Spencer. They still got a Spencer back there running the ball. He runs it hard, and you know, their quarterback, man, he can chuck it down the field.
He can, and I mean, we've all seen what he's done in basketball. I mean, he's a great athlete. And he's 6'6". I mean, he's going – he passes the eye test. So, I mean, you know where he's at all times. But, I mean, he gives them the opportunity to pull the ball and take off around the edge with it. I mean, he's pretty fast. He does have a strong arm. He pitches for him in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's still a little raw. He just – he I don't know if he knows how good he could be just yet. But hopefully he doesn't figure that out against us. He still questions how good he might be, but he's just a great athlete. You know, they got a lot of good athletes. They're just I would think their weakness right now is that they're kind of young, and that's really scary because they do so many things right. And you know, I mean, another year they're not going to graduate very many kids, so it's really scary as to what they're going to look like in the future because they don't have a senior on their offensive line. And, you know, they've got a little nasty to them. And, you know, we're talking about kids that are sophomores that's got some nasty to them. And I follow them on social media, so I know what they're doing in the weight room. I mean, they got some really good things going on, and they're strong. They play their tails off. You know, since Breyer's been down there, he's done a great job. Usually when you follow a legend, there's a chance for there to be a hiccup and a letdown, but that's not been the case at all. He's done such a good job, and looks like he's got complete buy-in, and, you know, it's scary. It's really scary just to know those young kids are going to grow up.
Well, it's be a dandy one, and again, you're going to be able to catch that right here on Q94, the Mountain of Rock. 7 p.m. is the kickoff. Real quick, before I let you get out here, you know, it's week five, and there's bumps and bruises, but overall, the Houston Tigers pretty healthy?
We are. We got some fever and some throwing up stuff going through the locker room a little bit right now, but, I mean, we're like anybody else. We're banged and bruised and beat up a little bit, but, I mean, we're fortunate to be all upright and I guess we're not a mass unit, so that's,
yeah, it's
that's
not
a plus. We've been there before.
It's
so.
Not yeah, it's not 2019, 2020, right?
Thank goodness. I don't ever want to relive that. So yeah, you know, just some bumps and bruises right now is all we got going.
Right on. Hey, everybody, again, Coach Eric Sloan, head man of the Houston Tigers. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, thank you, Gary.